A city can never have enough cool cafes where you can go hang out and enjoy local art. And there's one cafe that actually morphs into a gallery periodically. With me to discuss this wonderful addition to El Paso, our gallery coordinator, Eric Gardea, and cafe owner, Cristina Estrada. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, tell me first, if you would, Cristina, about your cafe.
We're located in Five Points in central El Paso. We started the cafe there in that location specifically because we wanted to contribute something to the area, to the neighborhood where we live.
Mm-hmm.
And we know a lot of great young professionals and just families that are really involved in the city and arts and culture live in the area also.
Now, this is Joe, Vinny, and Bronson's Bohemian Cafe.
That's
correct. At 824 North Piedras. Gotta ask, what about the name?
It's actually just a play on words. It's what we serve. So Joe being your cup of Joe, coffee. Vinny is your wine, vino. And Bronson's is a new word for brewski, beer.
Well, who knew? I learned something. Oh, boy, that's one of those things designed to make us feel old, isn't
no.
it?
No, everybody, yeah. No, I think if anything, just to have people wonder, right?
Well, I like the bohemian part best.
Oh,
that
good.
I understand.
Yeah, it's good.
And now, periodically, the gallery morphs into the Honey Guide Gallery. Tell me about that idea, Eric.
Well, it's kind of just something that happened through communication with Cristina and her husband, Bobby, and just kind of a reflection on the support that they have for the community and for the arts and for mm-hmm. artists and of all mediums, really. There's music, there's all kinds of other genres besides the visual arts that are being promoted, but we kind of just, in talking and recognizing the lack maybe of space to exhibit in the city, and maybe it's has something to do with the financial thing of running a gallery. So the kind of the thing sprouted off of that, of kind of having this symbiotic mm-hmm. relationship between this cafe that already has the kind of the clientele that would frequent a gallery anyway, I think.
You know, I think oftentimes with a cafe, if you're not a potential clientele when you walk in, you are by the time you get out, because just what you offer in atmosphere helps a person slow down and connect with,
exactly.
you know, your environment and maybe be ready to appreciate
exactly.
the artwork.
Yeah, so, definitely.
Yeah. Well, what has been the timeline? I know you have an exhibition coming up on Thursday, February the 27th at 8 p.m. is the opening for that exhibition. What is your timeline for setting up each exhibition?
We start by putting out a call because we kind of have worked out this democratic system of getting people to submit images or submit work or ideas. And generally, that's about maybe 2 months before the actual exhibition date. And
how do you distribute your call for submittals?
Everything has been social media and then okay. kind of the old-fashioned flyers on doors everywhere
nice.
That you could find.
Okay.
And then generally the day of the show, pretty much the morning of each exhibition, we kind of just go to work. We start putting things up. We paint, we touch up, we remove furniture, and we kind of just prep the area.
Mm-hmm.
It seems sometimes like it's a psychological thing when you see people walk in the night of a show and they're kind of looking for seating, and then and then they kind of yeah. see the art, and then they see groups, and they kind of gravitate towards, like, I guess the flow that we've created, the way we lay the art out.
Yeah,
so
the power of the environment
right,
to direct behavior toward a specific theme for the night. Oh, and speaking of theme, your shows have been themed. When was your very first show, by the way?
It was the last week of August, I think.
Okay.
That was the very first one, I think so.
Yeah. And your theme was anatomy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then the second show, obviously somewhere since then and before now, was titled Censorship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And this program? This
and
show?
This will be the all-female show.
All-female. So the subjects are female or the artists are female?
Artists.
Artists.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, I guess the subject matter is going to have a wide range of influences, I'm sure. But yeah, mm-hmm. we've kind of kept it having kind of a gender thing.
Mm-hmm.
But there's been plenty of people who have kind of came up with a question, especially with issues of sexuality and stuff like that, where it's kind of like, what is the definition of a female right now, you know? And
oh,
so,
we leave it to artists
yeah.
to ask those questions.
And to me, that was great. I was hoping to have that kind of
Oh, stir it up. Absolutely. Well, and the cool thing for anyone who is listening right now is that they can make the deadline, actually, for this next exhibition because it is on Friday, the 21st. Where do they send their artwork? How do they get their submittal to you?
So we have a flyer on the cafe's website and also on the Honey Gallery Facebook. Pretty much we set up an email account, and it's honeyguide.jvb@gmail.com. And we've kind of just asked people to give us 5 good quality images so we could get a good sense of what their work looks like. And the guest curators will choose from the images that are submitted.
And repeat, if you would, what's the easiest way to find information on the cafe and on the gallery?
On our Facebook page, they can go to JVNB Cafe on Facebook.
Okay.
And link onto there. It's on our page.
All right. So you can find it either way.
Yes.
What's the Honey Guide? Where did that name originate?
Actually, Christina and I took a couple months to figure out what we wanted to do with the identity of the gallery. So we had a... just going from that, the concept of the gallery kind of really feeding off of the cafe and, and vice versa in a lot of ways, because people kind of are attracted from both ends. But
absolutely.
So the Honey Guide is actually, we came up with a list of all these symbiotic relationships that exist in nature. And the Honey Guide was one that was equally beneficial for both sides. So it's like this bird that works with different animals and humans a lot, and they kind of find the hives. So they're like leading. And part of it is the bird gets some honey, and then so does the ant.
Nice. I like that. That's a very thoughtful concept. My guests today are the owner of Joe, Vinny, and Bronson's Bohemian Cafe, which is at 824 North Piedras, and that's Cristina Estrada, along with the gallery coordinator, Eric Gardea, the Honey Guide Gallery. The deadline to submit for the next art exhibition is Friday, February the 21st, and the exhibition will take place on Thursday, February the 27th at 8 p.m., and that might be a real good time to drop by there and check out the cafe. Thank you both so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
Yes.